are in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hands On Radio, serving Greene and Columbia counties and broadcasting from Hudson, New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is The Jazz Disturbance, a show featuring jazz and other improvisational music every Thursday evening from 7 to 9:30. The time is now 7:08. A look at our weather for this evening. A slight chance of thunderstorms and showers. Low around 62 degrees. For tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny, high near 81 degrees, low around 62 degrees. For Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 85, low around 60. The outlook for Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, high 79, low 64. And for Monday, Memorial Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but mostly sunny, high near 89, low around 67. The current temperature in Hudson, New York is 72 degrees. Coming up at 9:30, it will be the Magic Stranger with his strange sounds from 1969. The Magic Stranger presents 69, right here on WGXC from 9:30 to midnight. And as scheduled, I said we'd have a guest, and guess what? We have a guest. It's so nice to have Al Gort in our studios here in Hudson. Good evening, Al.
Good evening.
And Al is the proprietor of the Catskill Mountain Lodge in Palenville, New York. And you are on the
county line?
On the county line of Catskill and Palenville.
Well, we're on the county lines of Ulster and Greene counties.
So okay. So you're serving both. Cool. So let's talk about where it is exactly. It's in Palenville. It's on Route 32A.
That's right.
So how far are you from Kingston and Saugerties?
Yeah, we're pretty close to Saugerties. We actually have part of the property is in Saugerties. From the exit 20, it takes about 10 minutes to get to us from exit 20 on the thruway. Kingston's exit 19, that's another 20 minutes. It's about 25 minutes to Kingston.
Yeah. Now, I took a drive down to the Catskill Mountain Lodge, and I think it's quite lovely. I really liked
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, it was really nice. I enjoyed the hospitality and the drink I had that day in the afternoon. I'm like, wow, 2 o'clock, Cheryl, should you be drinking? Too late, I already drank it, right?
That's right.
So going to the website, the Catskill Mountain Lodge, so that's CatskillMTLodge.com. Mm-hmm. I was struck by the motto that's there. Catskill Mountain Lodge, there's some place like home. And I wanted to know who came up with that.
Yours truly came up with that, yeah. You know, I knew we needed a motto, and it just kind of, you know, came to me that we're family-owned. My wife and I run it, and we want to welcome people and make them feel at home. So I thought of that Wizard of Oz, you know, there's no place like home. I said, well, now there is.
Now, how long have you owned it?
September will be the beginning of our sixth year.
Wow. Wow. Now, what was there before it?
Well, it was the Catskill Mountain Lodge before. It was called the Catskill Mountain Lodge and Restaurant. Mm-hmm. The restaurant did not have its own name or identity. It was just an appendage to the hotel. So it was been there for quite a while.
Okay. What possessed you to buy to buy a lodge?
Well, yeah, my answer to that many times is madness, but the short version of it is we had a house in Palenville. We were living in Brooklyn, where I was born. I met my wife there, and we had a second home, a fixer-upper, like a lot of people do up here. And she was an RN working nights, 12-hour shifts, and I was a journalist working during the day, and the lifestyle, you know, was getting kind of old for us of not, you know, like two ships passing in the night. We had a newborn. I would take care of my daughter at night, hand her off to my wife in the morning, who was coming home, you know, basically wanting to sleep, and then having to deal with a newborn infant. So when I came up to our country house in the spring, I used to close it every winter. I'd open up the water and make sure everything worked. I was coming up to do that, and I went to the lodge for breakfast, and the waitress told me that they were looking to sell the place. And I went back to Brooklyn, and I said, Kathy, what do you think? Maybe we can put an end to this madness of, you know, living the way we're living. I mean, we had plenty of money, and we were doing quite well down there. But, you know, the lifestyle, we were looking for something simpler and where we could all be together.
Yeah. So, you know, for those of us in the area, I mean, hearing about you and then going to visit, I said to myself, you know what? A nice place to just kind of chill. I have a friend in Chicago, okay? When he needs to, like, get away from it all, he goes and rents a hotel room. He'll go there and just sleep for a day or two. Or he'll go, he loves to go and he'll do his taxes in a hotel room.
Right.
And, you know, he said, I don't have to drive far just to get away from things. So, you know, one of the reasons I brought you in was, you know, to let people know that you don't have to really go that far to find some sort of rest and relaxation. Would you talk about what people can expect coming to the Catskill Mountain Lodge and what's in the area?
Sure. Well, when it's really busy at the lodge, like it is right now, and sometimes during ski season, we'll take a hotel room ourselves. So we're there because our house is 200 yards away. And we feel like we're on vacation because you're in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you're not at home and you don't have to do all the cleaning and all that stuff that goes along with being at home. You're in a different place. You feel like you went somewhere. But at the lodge, it's a mixed bag of things. We have cottages and a three-bedroom house. We have a motel. We have a hotel with really nice rooms and fireplaces. So there's something for everybody there. There's swimming pools. There's a creek. The Catterskill Creek runs through there. There's swimming holes in the back. You can go back there and just jump in the water. Mm-hmm. Catterskill Falls is not far from us. That's the highest cascading falls in the eastern U.S. It's about 260 feet drop. It's actually 20 feet higher than Niagara, although it doesn't have the amount of water Niagara has. But it's been painted and photographed and sketched by many artists. The Hudson River School painters stayed in Palenville. So it's a very beautiful area just to spend some time. Every day looks like a painting over there.
Yeah. So you just drove up from there to here. What did it take you, 20 minutes?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, just about 20 minutes to just get away for a while. I like that idea. The Kindred Spirit Steakhouse and Pub. You renamed it to that?
Yes.
You did. Mm-hmm. And what can we expect in coming to the pub?
Well, the pub is... Well, we named it Steakhouse and Pub. On the pub side, you have 13, you know, beers on tap. We like to go with seasonal beers and craft brews, that kind of thing. You have a full-service bar. You have a fireplace in there, which is great in the winter. You also have horse track betting going on in there, which some people are puzzled by. But the OTB got kicked out of another place where it went bankrupt, and this is a problem in our area. You know, there's a lot of places like this was the Friar Tuck that I'm speaking about now. They're not able to make ends meet. The economy's been tough. When we took over in September 07, the downturn in the economy started in December. So it's all we've actually known since we've taken over the lodge is the recession, or whatever you want to call it. But we've seen a few places go under in the meantime, and you know, we're always, you know, optimistic, but we're very aware of the economic situation. That's how we inherited the off-track betting, because one place went belly up.
Yeah, but you've got one clientele coming into one part of the steakhouse and pub, and in the other part?
Sure. In the steakhouse, we have actually pretty fine dining over there. We have culinary chefs on staff. We have live music every weekend. We have a baby grand piano. We play acoustically. We try to keep it from getting loud. And, you know, I have been playing, you know, jazz in restaurants for many years in the city. And my feeling is it's got to be quiet enough so that you have dynamics and you have a good sound for people who are sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get to the important part. What's on this menu? Let's talk about the food, because I looked at the menu and my mouth watered.
Okay.
Talk about some of the food there that you like.
Sure. Sure. Well, the basic dinner menu is, you know, a steakhouse menu. So you have your ribeyes and your strip and your filet mignon and that kind of stuff. And it's all cut to order. It's all cooked to order. So, you know, we like to let people know that, you know, it's not going to be that fast. It's not like a McDonald's. You're not going to drive through and pick it up. So that's why we have live music. We want people to have an experience when they're there. You know, they're having great food. They're having great drinks. Good service. They're having music that they can really enjoy listening to, watching people perform live and listening. And it's a complete experience. And we have that goes all the way through to desserts. Chefs are always putting out specials.
Dessert?
Too.
Yeah. Did you say dessert?
Yes.
I don't remember if I saw the dessert menu. Do you happen to have creme brulee?
Well, we haven't had it yet. But the chef is talking about bringing that in now.
Well, I'm glad I put it in your mind, because I'll drive from here to Tahiti for good creme brulee.
Okay.
At least 9 or 10 eggs must be used in the mixture.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right. So, Al, you brought in some music.
Right.
All right. What you got?
Well, I brought in a couple of things. You know, one thing that I wanted to play was there's a lot of saxophonists that aren't as well known. And one of the things I was saying when we first came in tonight was that I really want to hear a saxophonist play a ballad. Because that's where you can see their expressiveness, the subtleties in their sound, the attack on the notes, and also some of the, you know, technical ability. But I feel like a lot of cats are focused on being great technicians, but they don't have the subtlety and the sound. You know, that when you hear one note, it's beautiful. You don't have to hear 900 notes in a second. You know, you can hear that one note, and it takes you somewhere. And you can really tell if a cat's got it when they're playing a ballad.
So just mention some of the people that you're talking about.
Well, the first one that I was going to bring up was Georgie Auld, and he's not that well known.
Oh, Auld, yes. Georgie, okay, yeah.
You know, he's probably most famous for playing the saxophone behind Robert De Niro in New York, New York. So he was actually the person playing the saxophone as De Niro was walking around with a tenor. And this is song's called Taking a Chance on Love.
Taking a Chance on Love. Taking a Chance on Love. Number. Okay, got it.
Yep.
Now, can you tell me who's with him?
Unfortunately, no.
maybe we can guess by just listening. Let's plug this in.
Sure.
Working. All right, here it is. Georgie Auld on WGXC.
Thank you. say that falling in love is wonderful. So wonderful. So they say. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful. So wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and if there's a moon up above, it's wonderful. They say.
was just lovely. I mean, Johnny Hartman just... And you were mentioning that Clint Eastwood would use him in...
I think it was The Bridges of Madison County.
I think you're right. Johnny Hartman with saxophonist John Coltrane. Now, let's see. That was from the ballads? What's the name
it's
of that CD?
Coltrane for Lovers or something like that.
Oh, yeah. This is a compilation that came out on Impulse Records. I just cannot remember the album that... Is it, you know what? I'm not even going to try.
There's another one called The Gentle Side of John Coltrane, which is different.
Yeah. I know I have the CD, but I can't remember. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and mention the Sidemen. McCoy Tyner, probably. And someone's going to call and say, it's not McCoy Tyner on piano. bassist, I don't know. I can't remember these things. But anyway.
It could have been Jimmy Garrison or someone else.
Could have been. Could have been Elvin Jones on drums. But, right. You know, I'm not going to go out anymore and just say Coltrane. And Johnny Hartman, saxophonist, vocalist, that's all we need to know.
That's right.
And before that, we heard the lyricism of...
Georgie Auld.
Yes, and we did find the Sidemen for this tune that we just heard before this one, Taking a Chance on Love, that was Lou Levy, or is that Lou Levy on piano? Well, someone's going to call me on that, too. We had Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, and on that very last note where everyone played in unison, that was Frank Rosolino on trombone. That was lovely.
Yeah. Great job on the brushes, the brushwork on that song for the drums.
Yeah, that was Mel Lewis. Yeah, it was beautiful. All right, folks. You know that you are in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Athens, Coxsackie. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. It is now 8:32. This is the Jazz Disturbance. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. My guest is...
Al Gwart.
And what do you do, sir?
I slave away at the Catskill Mountain Lodge
Located in?
Palenville, New York.
Now, we've had listeners on with us for about the last 20 minutes. Let's give them some directions to find... the Catskill Mountain Lodge, and also the Kindred Spirits Steakhouse and Pub. Now, you're located on 32A. The correct address is 334 Route 32A in Palenville.
Right.
Now, if I can't drive out there right now, I can go to my computer and go to the website, which is CatskillMTLodge.com. And you're also on Facebook.
Yeah, just look us up, friend us there, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on at the lodge.
Yeah, so we would Facebook Catskill Mountain Lodge and find you.
Right.
So what's going on this weekend?
Musically, we have two different groups. Friday we have Frank Luther playing upright bass, Jody Sumber on drums, and we have Matt Fink on guitar. And I'll be playing saxophones. And then Saturday we have John Esposito on piano and an old friend of mine from Brooklyn, Michael Bitz, plays bass with me on Saturdays. And Jody will play drums as well.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned, now did you say a car show was coming up or?
Horse show.
Oh, horse show. Okay, that's car right. show, horse show. And so that's a big attraction for people to know. And now when is that?
It's going on right now. And there's a lot of those folks are staying at our hotel, and they really do enjoy being able to come out of their room and just go to the steakhouse and eat and drink and hear music.
Yeah.
And they're really enjoying it.
Yeah. Now there's something else. I mean, there are a lot of things going on where you work. You've got beautiful accommodations, the lovely backdrop of just the pristine scenery. Let's talk about some of the services that are offered outside of the lodge, which is?
Well, one of the things we were able to get going at the lodge was having Trailways stop at the lodge. And there's a bus that comes up from New York City twice a day and returns twice a day. And we also sell the tickets there. But the nice thing is in 2.5 hours, you don't have to have a car. You can just come up and stay, hear music, bet on horses, do whatever you want to do over there, hike, go swim in a lake or something.
Yeah, right. And again, 20 minutes from Hudson, 15 minutes from Catskill. I mean, it's such an easy trip. Yeah. When I came, what, a week and a half ago, and I met you and your wife, Kathy. You were telling me as we were walking from the pub side into the steakhouse about the people who are guests there. Two in particular, a couple, who have come to really appreciate what you do there. I wanted you to just mention how they came in.
Sure. This Ann and Jerry, who might be listening.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Jerry.
They, some couples came to us recently because of Hurricane Irene. The bridge on 32 was closed, and people were forced to pass us on 32A, where they normally never did. And they said, well, look at this place. You know, what is it? You know, and they started to trickle in. And they came in for dinner, and they heard this music, and they fell in love with the place and the food. And so Ann and Jerry, they come pretty much every weekend. And there's a few other couples that come from, like, Coxsackie, Caro, and other places that, like I said, they used to go up 32, and they never came up 32A. 32A is a little state road. It's only 2 miles long. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't get lost. Once you're on 32A, you'll find us.
Yeah. Now, as a youngster, were you exposed to jazz clubs? Did you go?
I'm glad you asked this question. I was thinking about it, and that's why I actually brought a CD from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I hated jazz for a good long time. I thought it was just a bunch of racket and noise, and I didn't understand it. When I grew up, I listened to rock and roll, Latin rock, and I played in bands like that. But when I got, I put my horn down for years, and I picked it up again. I said, you know, so what am I going to do? And I started looking around. I started listening to David Sanborn. I started listening to the more modern, cool jazz, whatever you want to call it. I started listening to that because, you know, at least I heard a saxophone. and that led me to going further back into the past, and I ended up listening to a lot of other cats like Coltrane or Bird and, you know, Stan Getz. You know, I started listening to the old school saxophonists, and I really started to love it. And then I realized, as I was thinking about this question, that a lot of music people, there's a lot of people like me out there who think they hate jazz, but actually they don't realize that they like it, and they're listening to it. For example, if you ever heard Van Morrison's Moon Dance. It's a very jazzy song, that walking bass line. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, God Bless the Child, Spinning Wheel has a whole jazz section in the middle of the song. Pink Floyd, another jazz, and Steely Dan, another very jazz-influenced band.
Early Chicago.
Correct. And I loved all that when I was younger, but I didn't realize I was actually loving jazz. I thought it was something else that I didn't want to listen to.
Oh, gosh. You know, I remember way back when, the group Chase.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember that group?
I'm not going to say yes to that because I don't, and I'm probably older than you, so I don't know why I don't.
Oh, that's okay. We can research that later off air, but they had a poppin' horn section. They were fabulous. Now, if I remember correctly, it was the lead trumpet player who died in like a car crash or something. But anyway, yeah, I dig you, and I understand that. So you came into jazz through all these other extensions of the music.
Yeah, I didn't realize I actually liked it and had been listening to it indirectly.
Yeah.
And so I went back to the heart of it, and back to the real jazz stuff, you know, that I consider the real jazz.
Okay. So between that and what you do now, in between you did writing.
Right, yeah. I worked as a journalist at the New York Post and CBS News.
What did you write about?
The bulk of it was organized crime and terrorism.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you got names. You got numbers.
Some people think I'm up here hiding. It's not true. I didn't change my name or anything. If they want me, they know where they find me.
Now, did you ever write about music?
Music? Not really, no. Mm. I never really wrote about music. I listened and I played, but didn't write about it.
Didn't write about it. Nope. But somehow, all of that combined to you being up here. So do you do any writing now?
I write checks almost every day.
Perfect.
But I do have a funny story about covering organized crime and music. And I was playing at the Cornelia Street Cafe in the Village one night. And it was during, I was covering the trial of Chin Gigante. He was the Genovese, alleged Genovese crime boss who used to wander Greenwich Village in a bathrobe, and he pretended to be crazy for many years. This is what the government contended. Anyway, I was covering his trial, and I had a gig, and so what I did is I invited some people who were also at the trial, other journalists, some lawyers, and some FBI people I knew, and the Chin Gigante family. You know, I couldn't leave them out, you know, so I said, you know, you can come by. And well, they decided to come, and so did some FBI agents and marshals and all that. So in the Cornelia Street Cafe, it's a basement, and there's two sides of, you know, and there's an aisle down the middle.
Yeah.
And so basically the room was divided between, you know, say, good and evil or God and the devil or whatever. And I'm playing for these people. And the Genovese people decided to buy a round of drinks for everyone, which set all the federal agents off because they're like, they don't want to take anything. No money or anything from alleged mafia. So we had quite a scene that night with the split down the middle of the room.
Al, you're full of surprises, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a lot of stories.
Well, I tell you what, you've got some more music in front of you. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, let's see. Yeah. We've got, I've got something here. This is a guy named Sonny Chris, and playing Don't Blame Me. There's a lot of people who are in the shadow of Charlie Parker, like Sonny Stitt and Art Pepper, and he's one of them. Worth a listen.
Okay, and what are we listening to?
It's Don't Blame Me by Sonny Chris. I think
Don't Blame Me. Okay.
Number 10?
I think so. I hope so. I just threw it in. This is live radio at its best, kids. All right, Sonny Chris.
Chris, yeah.
With the tune Don't Blame Me here on WGXC.
Thank you.
You know, he wasn't half bad. You think, you know, he's got time to come over to the lodge?
No, unfortunately, I don't think Dexter's with us anymore.
Ah, the great Dexter Gordon with the tune...
For All We Know.
For All We Know. And before that, we heard from... Sonny Chris.
Sonny Chris.
Yeah, and what was that?
Don't Blame Me.
Don't Blame You. I won't blame you, Al. The time is now 8:54 here at WGXC 90.7 FM. This is the Jazz Disturbance. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. I have on my... Right?
Al Gwart.
Yes. Al and his wife, Kathy, they run the Catskill Mountain Lodge and also the Kindred Spirit Steakhouse and Pub in Palenville, New York. That's at 334 Route 32A. You can check them out on the web at CatskillMTLodge.com. They also have a Facebook page. You do work on that Facebook page, right?
Yes, religiously.
Religiously, uh-huh. Really?
Once a year, whether it needs it
or not. No. So you do a Facebook search on Catskill Mountain Lodge. Al has talked about some of the events that are coming up at the lodge, the live music, live acoustic jazz, folks, on Friday and Saturday nights. What time does the music start?
7 p.m.
7 o'clock. Yeah. So you get there after work on Fridays.
Yeah.
Have some drinks, meet with some friends. Have a good dinner. We're waiting for the creme brulee for dessert.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, we have some other stuff in the meantime.
So. Like? Oh, seasonal stuff? Like? We got?
I've got a really nice lemon cake. Just picked that up this week. And that's going to be nice. It's light and very tasty. It's nice for the summer. It's a nice summertime.
Is there whipped cream?
I'll put whipped cream on it for you.
No. Not just any whipped cream. It must be real whipped cream where you take that metal bowl, put
and
it in the
whisk it.
And you whisk it to death.
That'll be $99, ma'am.
Yeah, I know I ask a lot. But as we close up the interview, Al, just talking about, you know, we've talked about how lucky we are to have a place like yours so close to this area. So you're serving Ulster and Columbia County?
Ulster, Green, and Columbia.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, we talk about being 20 minutes away from Hudson, 15 minutes away from Catskill. You know, let's talk about, you know, just some of the other things that draws people to you. I mean, in the area, there are a number of festivals that go on in Hudson. The Gay Pride event is coming up in Saugerties. Oh, what is it in the fall? The Garlic Festival. Yeah.
Yep.
That's got to bring some people into you.
It does, yes. Even some of the vendors stay with us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So that's great. And now we're coming in to Memorial Day weekend. What's some advice you can give to some people who are saying, geez, you know, I don't have money to go to Milan this year or to the West Coast. I think I'm going to hang around my area. Where could I stay? What can I do?
There's so many things to do from the outdoors perspective, you know, horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, swimming. You know, it's a place to get out and get in touch with nature. And it's a very important thing for me. That's one of the reasons I'm here. The other day I was cutting grass riding a mower, and a little frog was trying to get away from the mower. And I looked at it, and it was really struggling because the grass is high from all the rain. And I felt sorry for this little frog because the grass was so high and it was really struggling to get away from the mower. And I realized that everything that lives struggles, and everything that lives therefore deserves compassion and some degree of respect. Mm-hmm. And that you get from being in touch with nature. You know, you're surrounded by living things, and mm-hmm. it's important. People need to get out into nature, and that's one of the things that's great about being up here and having the lodges, seeing people reconnect with nature and feel good and feel happy, and when they go back home, you know, they have a different perspective.
Yeah. So when people go to the website, that's CatskillMTLodge.com, you'll see how to reserve.
Sure, you can book online.
Book online, okay. And also, what else is there online?
Well, you can get directions. You can look at menus from the Kindred Spirits. You can look at guests. We have a guest gallery. People can post stuff, you know, their experiences with us. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. We've had a lot of art events that I didn't get to mention. You were talking about people getting away. We had a young woman a few years ago come up and stay with us for a week, and she was detoxifying herself by eating fruits all the time and drinking. Turned out she was an actress, and she ended up putting together a group of actors and actresses from England and France. We put them up in our hotel at our expense. They were there for 6 weeks, and we put on a play by Arthur Lorentz called A Clearing in the Woods. And we have a five-acre compound, so we have like a red barn that we use for outdoor concerts and events and sculpture shows. And so we're constantly looking for things like that to do. So, you know, people listening might approach us with, you know, a suggestion.
Is there a telephone number? We might as well give that out.
Sure.
The telephone number to the Catskill Mountain Lodge and Kindred Spirits Steakhouse and Pub is area code 518-678-3101. You can also email at hvc.rr.com. Did I do that right?
You did a great job.
I know it.
You're hired.
Ah, excellent. I'll be there with my whisk to do the whipped cream. All right, Al, I always give my guests the last words. What would you like to inform us of or say things to, you know, you want to do a shout out to your mom?
I want to say hello to my little daughter, Almitra, if she's listening. She's a first grader. And to anybody out there who's looking for a place to hang their hat and have a good time and really hear great music and have good food, you know, that's what we're here for. That's why I'm here tonight, to let people know we are here. I got a call tonight from a young lady who's a piano player out of New Paltz. She heard about us, and she was so excited. She wants to come and sit in with us. So, you know, people are finding us little by little, mm-hmm. and, you know, since I own the place and I'm a jazz player, we'll probably have jazz for a good long time, or at least as long as I'm around.
And you're going to be around for a good long time, right, Al?
We hope.
We hope. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming up from Palinville.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And yes, I am due to come down there because I do like steak. I do like vegetables, too. And, well, do I have to say it again? Creme brulee!
Creme brulee.
All right, you're going to leave us with one other tune. Something
okay,
else.
Sure.
Who you got?
Well, how about Charlie Parker?
I don't know him.
Never heard him?
Not really. Yes. Saxophonist Charlie Parker?
Yes, ma'am.
His work with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie?
That's correct.
And this is from the Savoy Jazz release, After Dark. What are we listening to, Al?
We are listening to number 6, Out of Nowhere.
Now, when I think of Charlie Parker, I never think of him as a balladeer.
He was a great balladeer.
I don't know if people really realize that. You know, I think people are so awed by his, you know, by the fluidity mm-hmm. and the quickness of his notes. I think that's what we think of with Charlie Parker, but we're going to have our minds changed right now. Indeed?
I hope so.
Again, Al, I want to thank you. Coming from the Catskill Mountain Lodge and Kindred Spirit Steakhouse and Pub in Palinville, again, give them a call at area code 518-678-3101. You can visit them online at CatskillMTLodge.com. Al, every once in a while, is on Facebook. Maybe your daughter would like to do this for you. You should be on it every minute of the day.
My son is 19. He should be doing it. He's on it all the time.
Check them out on Facebook, the Catskill Mountain Lodge. And we'll catch you on the weekends, Al.
Okay, terrific. Right. Look forward to seeing you.